A little more than a month into the General Assembly session, relations between Republican Governor Larry Hogan and the Democratic leadership in the General Assembly are quickly fraying. WYPR's Rachel Bay joins news anchor Joel McCord to wrap up this week in Annapolis.
Rachel, you know, the governor and the legislative leaders and maybe a senator or two have been really at odds this week. And understand that it all started when the legislative leaders took on the governor about transportation issues.
Right. It started with a press conference on Tuesday, actually. The legislative leadership announced some bills concerning the way the state deals with transportation decisions and planning. Under the current system, each jurisdiction sends a list of priority transportation projects, and the governor essentially decides which ones to do first. The Democrats in the House and the Senate proposed a screening process that would rank these projects based on how well they meet the state's goals of spurring development and reducing congestion. They also proposed a board of riders and other stakeholders to oversee planning at the Maryland Transit Administration. All of this was effectively a response to the governor's decision to cancel the Red Line light rail last June. Legislators say they were completely cut out of that decision. And actually, here's House Speaker Mike Bush.
When we looked at the plan the governor put forward, it did not address the growth of the state, job growth of the state, and the opportunities to get back and forth to the workplace, which would have created the greatest economic pool that we could put forward.
So I guess the governor must have fired back.
Yeah. A spokesman for the governor called the bills and the press conference, quote, thinly veiled power grab that seeks to weaken the power of local government. Then yesterday, the governor made some more incendiary comments on WBAL's P4 show.
You know, they come into town. It's like they're on spring break. They come here for a few weeks and they start breaking up the furniture and throwing beer bottles off the balcony and all kinds of crazy stuff. But good, luckily, in a few weeks, they're going to go home and we go back to running the state and making progress like we have been for the past year.
Wow. I'll bet the members of the General Assembly just love that one.
Yeah, it caused quite the reaction in the Senate yesterday. This is Baltimore County Senator Bobby Zirkin, a Democrat who chairs the Judicial Proceedings Committee.
We are dealing with expungement of records and end-of-life issues and issues dealing with the Baltimore City riots and privacy rights and domestic violence and on. I don't recall that being my spring break from college. If the governor doesn't know what we do down here, then he should come down and sit and watch for a little while.
So the senator sounds a bit upset, and I understand even more of this friction shows up in a bill to change the way the state chooses its superintendent of schools.
Yeah, that's right. The Senate has been debating a bill that would require the Senate to confirm a nominee for superintendent, much like the way appointments happen at the federal level. Many Democrats seem to support this idea, while the Republican response to the proposal has been to point out that the current system has been in place for a century. So they say, you know, why fix something that isn't broken? Governor Hogan has also criticized the proposal for injecting politics into the selection process, implying that this is yet another way for Democrats to take back some control from the Republican governor.
Okay, Rachel, well, thank you so much. 5 weeks down, seven to go. With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.